the live Saturday edition of the program here to take your phone calls about whatever's on your mind. It's Ian.
And Mark.
855-450-FREE is the number. It is toll-free, and it's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us over on our website at freetalklive.com, where you can control the content of the site. So if you find something that you think's interesting, you want to share it with our listeners, you can do that by submitting it as show prep, and then others vote whether or not they like or dislike the most liked, making it to the front page and the top of the site. So head over and get interactive at freetalklive.com. Throughout the show, we've been discussing the question, and that is whether or not you're in a cult. Are you in a cult? Is it possible that you could actually have been in a cult your whole life without realizing it? We're giving you some warning signs, some real common factors when it comes to cults. What are some common threads that tie them together? Because there's different sorts of cults out there, religious cults and cults based around products. There's cults based around self-help, etc. But there's also another kind of cult that a lot of people are part of. They don't even realize it. It's the cult of authority, the cult of the state, the cult, the idea that other people should be able to rule your life, should be able to control you, and that there's something okay with that, and that it's acceptable and that it's normal. 855-450-FREE. More warning signs that you might just be in a cult coming up. But first, Greg is listening in Charlotte, North Carolina to XM Satellite Radio's Extreme Talk. Hey, Greg.
Hey, how y'all doing?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was calling about your last caller. Y'all were talking about the cult of state government, state authority. And
yes,
the reason,
sir,
I was calling was I come down on the side where I feel like that I think it's fine to give everybody freedom and everybody have an excessive amount of freedom. But I don't know how you would have a authority as far as civil disobedience and stuff like that. If you did, just kind of like, let everybody kind of do their own thing. But what I was going to say was the caller had called about parents being locked up for their kids not going to school and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I come down on the side of the coin where I feel like that if you take any kind of government assistance, like as far as if you have government housing that provides your shelter or whatever, and you live off of government assistance as far as your food and things like that, I feel like that you should have less freedom, and I feel like that you should be held to a higher standard. Your kids, you should be locked up if your kids don't go to school. If your kid misbehaves in school, you should be locked up. And, things like that. And I think
this is if you take the government assistance, right?
I'm sorry?
This is if you take the government assistance, right?
Right, yeah.
I have a lot of sympathy for what you say. I really do. Like, I feel like, hey, why in the world would we want to make it easy for people to take government assistance? If they take government assistance, shouldn't they be living a pure and life that where, if I'm helping this person should be trying harder. If I'm forced to help, I guess is what one says. But at the same time, we all take government assistance because we have to, because the government shoves it down your throat. The government builds the roads and then makes them common for all. You have to pay for them and then you have to drive on them. So this is the same rationale that they will use in order to take your freedom.
Well, I'd like to point out, in an ideal world, one where we don't have the cult of authority, the cult of the state anymore, where we've gotten rid of the idea of the state, we would still have organizations that are designed around helping people. So if somebody needs some assistance in educating their kids, or if they need assistance in, keeping a roof over their head or the heat turned on or whatever, then they may have to go, say, to the Salvation Army or some other organization. And the Salvation Army, just as an example, is a religious-based organization. And they may require you, I don't know, I've never been to the Salvation Army, but they may require you to go to a church service if you want to receive, if you want to be able to sleep at the Salvation Army tonight, you're going to have to attend our church service. And that's fine because that's an agreement. You would be agreeing to that. And in that case, if somebody had agreed to that and they decided, I don't really want this, I don't really want to go to this church service. Well, then the Salvation Army would be able to say, I'm sorry, but we just can't help you at this point. Since you're not willing to do what we're asking of you to receive the help, then we can't be of assistance to you. But it wouldn't be right for them to put them in a jail cell. I mean, that wouldn't be necessary, don't you think?
Well, in the ideal world, I don't think it would be necessary, but in a world like that we live now, unfortunately, I think that we do need to come down a little bit harsher on, you know, people that are, I mean, I'm going to say, you know, kids that go to school right now, the ones that act up and are disobedient and stuff like that, I'm not going to sit here and say that I believe that all of those kids that do that, those, their parents are probably on some kind of, on some type of government assistance, things like that. But in a way to fix our schools and a way to fix the problems that we have in schools and to have less kids acting up and acting out on, and not even the school, even just the general public, I would think, would be to at least we can hold their parents to a higher
standard. No, I don't agree with that at all.
Yeah,
I can
why
tell
do you want those kids in your school?
Right. I can tell you that you know, when I was growing up, I was one of the troublemaking kids in my middle and high school.
At the gifted school.
Nonetheless, I was on a first-name basis with the principal, and there weren't that many troublemakers at the school, but I was one of them, and you know, I was getting referrals and all that, and had to go to Saturday school, etc. But my parents weren't on welfare, and it wouldn't have been fair to go after my parents. My parents actually did a pretty good job at raising me, I think, but didn't make me. They weren't able to train me to not be an anti-authoritarian, and so therefore I didn't get along very well with the authoritarians that were running the school. So it would have been fair to threaten my parents with jail over my behavior. I should be held responsible for anything that I do or anything that I damage. Not my parents. That's not right at all. Well, and besides, you put somebody in jail, then you're just forcing everybody to pay for these problems.
Well, I'm not talking about putting them in jail. I'm talking about if you're going to allow your children to act this way and not comply with the basic rules that the school has, you know, enacted, then, you know, fine. You're not going to get any more government assistance. I mean, you know, if you can't hold your child to a higher standard and...
Okay, well, that's a wholly different set. That's a different thing than what you said before, which I'm pretty sure you said that they would be threatened with jail. It's another thing to say, well, we're just going to cut you off.
No, your last caller was saying that that's what the state is threatening right now if your kid doesn't go to school.
It's true.
My thing was... I'm not saying anything about putting the parents in jail.
Okay, good. I thought maybe I misunderstood you, and I apologize.
So let's talk about
I am saying there should be some consequences as far as if you're receiving some kind of state benefits or you know, or government benefits as far as housing, things like that, then those things should be possibly taken away if you're not going to, you know.
So let's talk about the inefficiencies of this implementation. Florida just passed a law, I'm not sure whether it got implemented. I think it did. I'm pretty sure it did. Yes, it did get implemented. Florida passed a law that if you were receiving welfare, that you had to pass drug tests. They implemented the drug tests, and they caught very few people with a savings of less than 10% of the cost of paying back everybody who had to take the drug test and passed. So you have this inefficient organization attempting to police inefficiencies and, as a result, being nine times as inefficient as it would be trying to police itself. I mean, it's tough.
There's no answer that is acceptable.
The problem is coercion. The problem is demanding money from you in order to give to other folks. Because if we had a system where people could genuinely give out of their heart, it would be significantly more efficient than the welfare system, the entitlement system that we currently have. So you would only need a seventh or an eighth or a tenth of the people to give that much money as they currently do. And then people would be, and then you would have people who were not incentivized because they were not entitled any longer. They would be then taking charity. So the people that, the charities would be vetting people, vetting the inefficiencies. 25% of claims, according to insurance company, are fraudulent. I can only assume that the claims to the government welfare system are higher than that because they're not as good at policing it as the insurance companies would be. So you'd cut out this sort of ongoing generational dependence upon the government. It's all about independence.
And it's easy to sit and think about ways the government welfare system could work better. We can all come up with ways to tweak their system to make it work better. But the fact is, you and I, Greg, we're never going to be in charge of it. Not that I would want to be in charge of it, nor would you necessarily, but we're not going to be the ones creating those rules. And even if we were able to create those rules, we wouldn't be the ones enforcing those rules and interpreting those rules as the bureaucrats themselves would. So everything ends up changing once the rules have even been created. They don't end up following them either. And Greg, thanks for the call. The only solution is to get the government completely out of it, but better than that, end the idea of the coercive state. It's Free Talk Live.
gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Available now, 4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Raja Mojo. That's R-A-J-A-M-O-J-O. Raja Mojo.
Call it democracy.
Raja Mojo.
Everybody knows the game is rigged. The poor stay poor, the rich stay rich.
4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Buy them today at Amazon, iTunes, Napster, and at a discount at CDBaby.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll free number here tonight for you to take control of the airwaves. 855-450-FREE, SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. And our website is brought to you by great sponsors like SACL CAI.
Yep, SACL CAI. If you need to try, if your business needs to try something new in the area of accounts receivable, SACL CAI can do it. They have the best equipment money can buy. Their employees are trained in treating your customers with respect, the way that you'd want them to be treated. They record every call so that you can check back just to make sure that there's some kind of complaint that things were handled well. SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com and support businesses that support Free Talk Live.
All right, so we've been talking about some signs that you're in a cult, and which cult we're talking about is the cult of the state, the cult of the belief, the idea of authority. And this concept of the state is really very familiar, very similar to a religion, or very similar to a cult, because some would say, as one caller pointed out earlier, that the difference between a cult and a religion is that a religion is pretty easy to leave. Yeah, it's not that hard to join up with a Christian church and leave it, or join up with a Catholics and leave the Catholic Church, or join some other organization that we commonly know as a church or a religion and leave them. But cults have the culture of fear that surrounds leaving. It's one of the hallmarks of what makes a cult, is that they make it very difficult to leave. And believers in the authority cult, and this, by the way, excerpt from my article over at freekeen.com called Signs You're in a Cult. Believers in the authority cult will frequently tell others that if you don't like it, leave. But those people ignore the fact that the cult members themselves are controlling the borders, which is another cult jargon term, and won't let you physically leave without a pass issued by the cult. In fact, now there's news saying that if you haven't paid the cult's treasurers, the IRS, their arbitrary amount of money, that they won't even let you have a passport to leave.
Right. Also, you need to understand that there are exit taxes. If you decide you're going to leave the United States, you must pay taxes on your net worth, because now they're losing one of their livestock, essentially. You're a cash cow. Really, a cash cow. They milk you for cash every single day, every year. You supply them with cash, and they do little to nothing in order to get it from you. And they certainly provide services, but they provide them in such a financially irresponsible and inefficient fashion that who would want them? The way that they have to get them from you is forcing them out of you. So this is analogous to, really, it's analogous to the times of slavery and serfdom. In the Roman times, people could buy their slavery. It happened all the time.
Their freedom, you mean?
Yeah, their freedom. Buy their freedom from slavery. Julius Caesar was a slave, and his freedom was purchased. As a matter of fact, even in the chattel slavery times in the antebellum South in the United States, people could purchase their freedom. It was a little more complicated, but there were black slave owners in Louisiana, and they would often buy family members' freedom and things like that. There were free blacks. You could buy your freedom. That's what a slave is property. And so they're letting you buy your freedom. And if you have to pay $1 to leave a country, that country is claiming to own you.
Right. You're not free. And that's to clear evidence.
It's a cheap price, no doubt, if you want to get out.
If it were $1, it would be cheap, but it's not like that.
No.
It's thousands upon thousands of dollars in a lot
and
of aspects.
The same, and it's not like I'm saying this country is bad. This country is relatively good. It's not the freest place on earth, as it once could claim, but it's relatively good. Certainly there's a great deal of prosperity to be had here. But most of the countries are using the same form of state power is so attractive.
And that's the point that I make here in this piece about the cults, is that this culture of fear, where are you supposed to go? Because, again, the cult members will tell you, if you don't like it, leave. But the borders are controlled by the cult members. You can't leave unless they give you a hall pass to leave. But where are you going to go?
Right.
Wherever you go, the world is full of cult members.
There were some people that were trying to build their own island off of an atoll. They were just putting sand, drawing sand up out of the ocean to create their own island. The king of Tonga sends out a PT boat, which doesn't sound like a big deal until you face a PT boat. Mm. I mean, this guy with a 50 caliber gun on the back is plenty when you don't have a gun. And that's all it would take. Drove him off, and that was it. So, tell me you can go create your own free place.
So many who may have come to these conclusions that they are in fact They were born and raised into a cult, and they understand that authority is just a silly, you know, dangerous and silly concept, one that we'd be better off to leave behind, just like we left behind the idea of chattel slavery, as you were talking about before. These are bad ideas, old ideas, that we need to move past, we need to evolve past. But in the meantime, you're still afraid of publicly leaving the cult. I mean, plenty of people pay taxes because they're afraid of what the IRS might do to them. They've seen what they've done to Willie Nelson, and they've seen what they've done to, you know, Wesley Snipes and these other folks that they've held up as examples of, look, this is what happens when you speak out against the cult, is we'll come down and we'll teach you a lesson. And so they know that these so-called public servants might just kidnap them and cage them if they speak out against the cult. So the cult does this to send the message of intimidation. After all, if they let you opt out, well, then others who've also come to the same quiet beliefs that you have might also get the idea of, well, I can opt out, too. I should stand up and say no to this. If they let him get away with it, I can get away with
it,
too.
That's what we're talking about here. Look, I homeschool my son. I don't want to pay to send your kid to school. Why should I? Why should every dollar? It's not like I live in a big house that's 800 square feet. It's not like I drive great cars. My cars all have dents in them. You know, these people, I go by these schools.
I can answer your question as to why. I mean, education is valuable, the idea of having other people in society.
My son's education is valuable.
Sure,
every dollar they want for their kid so that they can spend $14,000 a year.
But you asked the question of why should you pay for someone else's education. You shouldn't be forced to, but I cut a check to the local private school down the street here because I think it's a good
idea.
You
don't have a kid. Feel free to do that. I'm asking you why I should take money from my son's education in order to give it to some other person's education.
Not saying you should.
Yep, it shouldn't. It's wrong. I want to opt out of that. Yes, it is. I said my son is homeschooled. Why should I be forced to pay?
Right. You shouldn't be forced to. But there's nothing wrong with the idea of helping other kids get educated.
That's fine if I had a bunch of money to do that. But right now I'd like to buy my son a tablet computer, and we don't have the money.
Yep.
You know, these kids over in school, they've all got computers. My kid doesn't have a tablet computer. Why should I be forced to pay for your kid to go to stinking government school when my kid can't get it? Oh, I could send my kid to your government indoctrination center, that's true, where he could get the cult training we're talking
about. Let's go to Matt, listening in Salt Lake City. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Matt.
Hello, I just wanted to talk about exploiting the state. I want to ask why I should not take advantage of every government benefit there is out there.
It's a legitimate perspective to say that, well, you've paid a bunch of money in. If they're going to offer a bunch of cash to you and you can take it, then why not do it? I personally don't feel comfortable with it from a moral perspective, but I don't blame anyone who does it. I think that the answer to me, number one, is I don't feel right about it, but number two, there's usually a bunch of strings that come along attached to it.
It's a full-time job.
The hoops are pretty simple to jump through. It's asking, you know, weekly you have to answer four questions that are, you know, very vague and, you know.
Are we talking about welfare? What questions are we talking about?
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
there's a bunch of different programs.
Unemployment. All right.
Unemployment is different anyway. Unemployment is an insurance program that you're forced to pay into, so there's no problem with that.
Yeah. Right. So I think that, you know, it just depends. If you want to continue the conversation, you're welcome to. We're here with Matt if he sticks around, and your calls as well at 855-450-FREE. Still to come, we've got rituals to discuss, creepy rituals of the cult. It's Free Talk Live.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages the protein and amino acids, making them allergy-causing or toxic to your body. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. My name is Stephen Heuer. As a degreed nutritionist, my goal is to make you healthy in as short a time and as affordably as possible. One World Whey is speeding up the process of helping people get healthy and is replacing the need for many other supplements, making it more affordable. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Crank up your savings at the Webb's headquarters for hand crank and solar power preparedness. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Save now on solar generators from $289. Solar lanterns, just $24.95. Solar waterproof flashlights, only $12.95. Cook anywhere solar ovens from $279.95. Portable solar panels from 21stCenturyGoods.com give you the freedom to harness the power of the sun to charge your gear wherever you go. Show your patriotism with our line of solar flagpole lights. Plus, find a full line of emergency and shortwave radios, solar lanterns, and LED flashlights. And see our monthly two-for-one specials at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number two, the number one, ST, CenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. Spend $100 or more and get a free hand crank solar flashlight when you mention you heard us on GCN at checkout. Crank up your savings only at 21stCenturyGoods.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. SACL CAI Toll Free Line Live Saturday edition of the program. 1-855-450-3733. Join us over at freetalklive.com, where you can enjoy the features. We've got archives that go all the way back to late 2006. You can download as many episodes of this program as you would like over at freetalklive.com. And if you like the fact that you can do all that for free, maybe you want to throw a few bitcoins in our tip jar. Wait, you don't know what a bitcoin is yet?
Bitcoins are the world's first potentially anonymous digital cash. With bitcoins, there are no contracts to sign, no terms of service that you've got to abide by. Anyone can download the free bitcoin software and be using them in just a few minutes. With bitcoins, you can send and receive money anywhere in the world for no fees without needing the permission from any bank or government. You can learn how. Visit weusecoins.org. Fact is, bitcoins are changing the internet and they're going to change the world. You need to have seen this video just for informational purposes. Even if you're not going to get into bitcoins, you need to go to weusecoins.org and watch the video. And if you're inspired, now thanks to bitinstant.com, you can have bitcoins in less than an hour by depositing cash at any major bank. To buy your bitcoins with cash, visit bitinstant.com. But first go to weusecoins.org and watch the video. bitinstant.com.
Toll free number again, 855-450-FREE. We've been talking about signs that you're in a cult, specifically the cult of authority, the cult of the state. And there's an article over at freekeen.com that I wrote up about this, which by no means is exhaustive. It just gives some examples of the various different factors that you find throughout cults. Common threads, identifiers, warning signs, if you will, like chanting, the Pledge of Allegiance. Daily chanting, indoctrination in indoctrination camps. I mean, there's so much that they do that's so cult-like. They've got the jargon. There's all kinds of terminology that is very, state-specific. Corrections is one of them. Public servants is another one. There's no shortage of
Patriot Act, as if it has anything to do with being patriotic.
Right. And so all of that and
taxes
more.
Is just another word for theft.
Or extortion. I think extortion might even be a better term for taxation. But there's also, of course, the culture of fear. Like, it's hard to leave a cult. Cult members, the cult is structured to where you are not supposed to leave, and the members of that cult are going to lash out against you if not a physical way, a mental way, to attempt to persuade you or dissuade you from leaving the cult, if that's what you get your mindset on. And so there's more to that, including rituals, the creepy rituals. We'll talk more about that in a moment. But let's first go to the phones and the fun. Matt is still with us, I think, listening in Salt Lake City. So go ahead with your thoughts, Matt.
We were talking, Mark was saying that unemployment was different because it's an insurance or something along those lines. I wasn't sure what you're saying.
Yeah, unemployment, people will lump unemployment into some kind of welfare system. And admittedly, it's been modified in a sense that, it's gone from the 50 weeks that it was to 99 weeks. And so the rules were changed after the fact and that kind of thing. And so it has a smack of welfare system, but it's really one of sort of a state. It's a socialist insurance program that you're forced to participate in. So if you become unemployed, I don't see a problem at all from accepting government unemployment. You've
it's
been forced
money.
To pay for it.
Yeah, it's your money that you put in there in the first
I would
place.
Like to point out that the 7.5% of your paycheck that goes into unemployment insurance is really just the tip of the iceberg. Your employer has to match it, and that's money that employer is paying to have you around. Money that employer...
Wait, I'm confused about unemployment then. I thought it was Social Security that was was approximately 15%.
They have to pay unemployment. Maybe I don't know. I know that insurers... employers...
He matches it.
So this is, I believe, in addition to Social Security, Mark. I don't think Social Security is the same as unemployment.
Agreed. Okay. But I think that I know that employers pay unemployment insurance for their employees.
Oh, I know that's
money
true.
Money that an employer pays to have an employee hang around is what we would have called wages at one point.
Right. It's money that would otherwise go to you.
Now that's money that's just allocated all over the place, and you don't get to see anything like what the employer pays to have you stick around in your paycheck.
So why should I not recoup it?
I would not say that. I chose not to when I had the opportunity to get unemployment, but it's simply because I didn't like whatever it took to go through the process.
Right. If you feel
at some
like
point
you can
or another,
handle it.
I went to the unemployment office. They said, call this telephone number. I never called the telephone number just because I just don't like the trouble of dealing with the bureaucrats. I'd rather go get a job. And that's what I ended up doing. And, I went a couple of weeks without a job. I ended up driving a cab. And, wasn't the greatest job I ever had in my life. But yeah. I did it. Somebody had to pay the mortgage.
But it's your money. You're chasing. You're trying
I'm not
to get back
claiming,
your money.
I would not claim for a second that you shouldn't do it.
Right, yeah. We haven't at any point, I don't know where you thought we did say it, but at any point have we told you that you shouldn't do something that you feel like you should do? I mean, if you feel like you're willing to put up with their hoops, whatever they are to jump through, you said it's like 4 questions a week, and that's no big deal to you, it's no problem collecting the check from them, then go for it, man. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I think some people have a perspective. I don't agree with it, but I don't dislike the people that have this perspective. Some have the perspective of, hey, if you can milk the state for a bunch of cash and then use that state against, use the cash against the idea of the state, that's okay too. Like, basically suck it dry, essentially. And I hope that helps you. Matt, any other thoughts?
That's it. Thank you.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Good luck out there. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line.
You just get a lot of sucking to suck at the state dry, though.
Well, obviously that's not going to work because they can keep printing money.
Their welfare programs are just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to what they spend.
No doubt. It doesn't include military spending and all that. I don't think they realistically believe they're going to suck the state dry. But the idea being to use the state's money, the money coming from the state against it. So to live off of the state's welfare and be full-time activists with money from the welfare program, it's an interesting idea. It's not my lifestyle.
I haven't seen too many full-time activists really accomplish much with their full-time activism.
Well, I don't know, Mark. I mean, I don't know who they all are.
I don't know
who's doing what or what they're doing. But for me, it's not the path. It's not the road that I want to take. I wouldn't feel I wouldn't feel right doing that. But at the same time, you know, there's some people who've called in. They've said, hey, look, you know, we've paid into the Social Security program, and now I'm on disability, and I don't feel right. I don't feel right about it, but what else are you supposed to do?
Yeah. I'm not... I don't think you should go with, you know, if it's out there, it's being offered. Okay, here's the analogy. If there's a guy who comes around and robs everybody once a day, and then, or all day, and then once a day he goes out and he hands out $10 bills in the park, is there something wrong with going there and handing out, taking $10 bills?
If you've been robbed?
Yeah. I mean, no, this guy's handing out, and even if you haven't, the guy's handing out $10 bills.
If you know he's getting, if you know he's stealing money from people, I don't know. Then I think it gets questionable. If you haven't actually yourself been victimized by him,
I think everybody's victimized by this guy because he has the whole neighborhood under his control. People are too scared to do anything about him. So I mean, it stifles innovation. It stifles one's ability to start a new business. You know, the government is this big stifling thing.
Right. So if they're taking money from you, you know, for Social Security, and the fact is because government Social Security and these other government programs exist, it takes away from what would otherwise be there in the market. So we do have some great organizations out there that help folks, and they actually, you know, do it on an independent basis, and they don't use the government's money. And there are these independent agencies out there, these charities that actually help people. But there would be more of them, and they would be even more effective if the money that was going to the government would be able to be redirected towards private charities who can actually compete for the money, who can actually, you know, please their customers for the money. So like
create innovation in the area that they specialize in.
So that's one of the reasons why it's okay to go ahead and take the government check for like a Social Security disability or something like that, because the Social Security program and all of its surroundings and Medicare and all that are displacing what would otherwise be available in a free market system. So sometimes it might be your only option, and that's not cool. Right. I don't like that, but so that's the way it is.
Try buying the gasoline that doesn't have any government taxes in it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, tell me where you can get the gasoline that doesn't have government taxes in it.
Rituals. This is the final factor here in the article over at freekeen.com. The signs you're in a cult. Rituals are the authority cult members engage in these weird things that they believe are completely normal, but anyone who doesn't believe in the idea of authority will look at these and say, what? What? If you're in a courtroom, for instance, the people that believe in the idea of authority will stand when a man wearing a robe, or a dress, as some would call it, where a man wearing a robe walks into the room. These people will stand up. This is a bizarre ritual.
In England, this man will wear a funny-looking wig.
Right, and they'll stand up when they're told to stand up, and they'll sit down when they're told to sit down.
There's all kinds of protocol for meeting the president.
There's that, and I didn't even think about that one.
And you address people that have held certain public offices as Mr. as Senator, even after they're not senators.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. As I said, my list not extensive at all. More about some signs that you're in a cult, and your calls are welcome. Coming up, it's Free Talk Live.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Get in the zone!
You can prolong the life of your engine and save by doing regular oil changes yourself, and AutoZone's here to help. Right now, get a 5-plus quart jug of Mobil Super conventional motor oil and an SDP oil filter at the low price of only $15.99. See store for restrictions and details. If you've never done the job yourself, it's a good time to start. Change your oil on time and on your own with help from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural, innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Toll free number 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and joining you here tonight, it's Ian
and Mark.
Once again, 855-450-3733, and join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Like the show? Want to help support Free Talk Live? You can become a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. And I would say, please become a Free Talk Live amplifier, because it makes a big difference for us. Your $3 a month coming in on any major credit card through PayPal or use Visa or MasterCard on our website gets you perks. You get access to the amp-only call-in lines, the podcast, the forum, all of that stuff. Benefits, special benefits just for Free Talk Live amplifiers. But also you get to know that you're helping Free Talk Live get on more radio stations around the country and bring more internet listeners on board.
More than 100 at this point.
That's right, more than 100 AM and FM stations, and plenty of other ways for people to get tuned in. All of this is made possible by listeners like you supporting the show through the AMP program. So please go to amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Now, we're talking about signs that you're in a cult, and we've been through a number of different elements, very common elements. These are warning signs. Maybe you have been in a cult before, in which case you're probably very familiar with some of these signs. Maybe you've had a family member or a loved one who has fallen into or been in a cult in the past. Maybe you're still in a cult, and that's what the point of this is to give you a heads up, like, hey, things you need to look out for. Beware. If you can look at your life and you can find that these signs exist, these warning signs exist, you may be in a cult. And we're talking about the cult of authority or the cult of the state, this idea that it's okay to have men and women ruling over other people, that somehow another man can be superior to one man because he has authority. Well, that's a bunch of nonsense in my book. All men are created equal and women are created equal. We're all human beings.
The king used to claim authority from God. Now people claim authority from the people, as though the people can claim to rule over me. The government can only claim the authority from me that I have given it. I mean,
right, and if you don't have the ability to rule over another human, which you don't,
right,
you're supposed to be equal, then you can't grant that to someone else.
But you do have the ability when it comes to might make right. 50 people can make one person do whatever. 4 people can make one person do whatever they want.
But that, I don't agree with that.
That's what it comes down to. It's an immoral agency. It's an agency of immorality, an agency of violence. You can hear Barack Obama right on YouTube. There's him saying that the government is the agency of monopoly, privilege, and the use of violence. People, the people in there know what it is. It is an agency, meaning that you turn over power to it, like a real estate agent goes and looks for houses for you. It is an agency of violence. That's what it claims.
So we were talking about the other aspects of the brainwashing techniques, like the Pledge of Allegiance and the government schools, the charismatic leaders, people calling themselves president, and these so-called representatives and the cops and all these people that call themselves so-called authorities. There are jargon, terminology that the people calling themselves the state use to cover for their violence. Of course, they also have legalese, which is a complete language that they use. That sounds like English, but it's not really. And then, of course, the culture of fear to prevent you from leaving. The idea that if you leave, it's going to be hard for you. You're going to be hurt. People are going to ostracize you. We might even put you in a cage if you decide that you want to leave the cult. So these are aspects of cults that are very common, and they certainly exist within the idea of the state. And finally, we were talking about rituals, like the creepy ritual where people will stand up in court, in this place they call courts, another jargon that they have, for a judge. When this man in a robe walks into the room, people stand up.
The ritual is around things like saying the Pledge of Allegiance, too. I mean, say that's not
right.
A ritual.
Stand up, put your hand over your heart.
Put your hand, and this is, it's very interesting. In the playing of the Star Spangled Banner, the national anthem.
Take your hat off.
You're supposed to rise, take your hat off, and that kind of thing. Some people have religious problems with this, and you can see where these people have been beaten up at sporting events and things like that.
What?
Because others, oh, absolutely.
Because what?
They did not stand for the playing of the Pledge of Allegiance.
Culture of fear, right there.
Interesting. Now, when you see the debates with the Republican presidential candidates, I've noticed that during the playing of the Star Spangled Banner, the singing of the Star Spangled Banner, all the candidates will put their hands over their heart. You're not supposed to put your hand over your heart for the Star Spangled Banner. You're supposed to stand. And now,
I thought you were supposed to stand and put your hand over.
No. You're putting your hand over their heart is for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I've seen plenty of people put their hand over.
That's
their heart.
That's because they're one-upping.
I see.
They have to be more pious than thou. They are the Pharisee in the street corner praying in front of everyone. If you could somehow show that you could be more, I am more nationalistic than you by standing on one leg, it'd catch on and people would do it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. You have to stand on one leg. It's
if
for
you
all
really
the
love America.
It's for all the amputee veterans.
Right. And just to be clear, we're not just talking about the U.S. here. These are just indicators that are common to the cult known as the United States state. These cult members exist around the world. And by the way, credit goes to
all
Gene
you
the Christian Anarchist.
The goose-stepping and the other militaries.
Right. I want to, by the way, give credit to Gene the Christian Anarchist for really being the originator of this idea.
I was
inspired by Larkin Rose and Gene the Christian Anarchist on this one. And he was the one who called originally about this. And I've turned it into an article. I think it actually might make a nice little YouTube video as well. Just kind of introduce people to the idea of, hey, you might just be in a cult and not know it. So another ritual. Here's one for you. The election is where they choose the next batch of their leaders for the cult. This is very ritualistic. People go in, they pull a curtain back, they go into this curtained area, they check some boxes on a piece of paper, and then it's taken from them in a ceremonious gesture. Very cult-like. It's a ritual.
Yeah, absolutely. And people are going and picking the lesser of two or three evils, whatever the case might be. It's interesting. You're only allowed to have one person per booth. But my son, who's 4, can go in with my wife, and he'd scoot. The last time we went to go vote, he'd scoot up underneath the curtain in mine and his. We were right next door to each other talking, so we weren't allowed to be in the same booth. But all there was is a small piece of fabric. I could still see your shadow. Ludicrous, but whatever.
So what do you do? What do you do if you've come to the conclusion tonight? I doubt very many people have heard this show and then realize that they're actually in a cult.
Oh man, you guys have. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Right, because there's this thing called cognitive dissonance. It's very, very powerful. And so if you've been in a cult like this for a long time, and somebody comes along and says, have you noticed this, 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 and this? These are all indicators that you're in a cult. Then you'll say, whoa, no, this is not a cult. This is not a cult. I am not in a cult, and I no way could I be in a cult. This is not a cult. And so there's this mentality of trying to, I guess, avoid having to realize that you have been wrong, that actually, in point of fact, you are in a cult, and that it's creepy, and it's violent, and it's dangerous, and it's detrimental to mankind.
There's you're taking a step in calling it a cult, right? Like, it's just
not really
just outside. Like,
if it walks like a duck and quacks like a duck, it's a duck.
Yeah, it's a faith-based operation, but it doesn't have to do with a god.
Cults don't have to do with God. Marco, look up the definition of a cult.
I guess you could claim, yeah, generally it does. I guess you could claim let me finish.
No.
I guess you could claim that people consider that this organization, the state, is supposed to solve all problems, so therefore it might as well be their God.
People worship the state like it's God. And besides, there are cults that are surrounding the distribution of products. There are cults that surround all manner of things. But if it fits the parameters, and it does, culture of fear, it's hard to leave, jargon, rituals, brainwashing techniques, charismatic leaders, it's got it all. It's just really, really popular and so effective that people don't even realize
it. Cults are generally not popular.
Generally, that's true, but that doesn't mean that this isn't a cult.
This cult is a derogatory term, so therefore its popularity would not allow it to be. Because
who claims to be in a cult, right? The solution, right? What if you realize you're in a cult? What can you do about it? Because as I pointed out earlier, some people who've been in the cult come to the conclusion that they're in a cult and that they want to get out of it, but they're too afraid because they're surrounded by cult members. And as you said, you don't stand for the pledge or stand for the anthem. Some people might even kick your butt if you don't do that. So, I mean, there's a real threat from the other members of violence, or the potential for violence, and that keeps a lot of these folks in line. So what do you do? Well, here's the solution. You get together with other people that have figured it out. Because if you're all alone, or at least you feel all alone, there may be others nearby you who have come to the same conclusions that you have, but you don't know who they are. Of course, today it's easier to find out who they are because of the internet. The internet is helping bring us all together. But the concept is to bring people who understand liberty, which is the antithesis of the concept of authority, or the antithesis of the idea of the state. These people who figured it out, bring them together. Put them in the same place. And have them all stand up, or in the case of the pledge, not stand, together. We've done that at the local city council meetings. They had their Pledge of Allegiance at the front of the meeting. We've had several people in that room just stay seated, sitting in the front, two rows. But
I have religious qualms about it. As far as I'm concerned, these are the genuflections of a religion.
Absolutely.
It's a graven image, as far as I'm concerned, and I'm not going to stand for it. Am I a bad American as a result? Well, I'd ask you this. What other country has a Pledge of Allegiance? There isn't another one.
Go to freestateproject.org. Learn about a movement of thousands of like-minded, liberty-oriented people who have all decided to do something about this cult and to stand up and speak out against it and to actually get active. Go to freestateproject.org to learn more about it. I know, the inevitable accusation, that's a cult! Well, I think you'll find that it doesn't actually, the liberty movement doesn't fit the parameters of a cult. But we don't have time to talk about that because we'll be back tomorrow night. freetalklive.com in the meantime. See ya.
JaxDice.com.
Where if you could buy, sell, or make a deal?
JaxDice.com.
Turn into the house of Bob!
JaxDice.com.
And what if you could watch ads and get paid for it?
JaxDice.com. JaxDice is for.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.